Imagine this scenario for a second. You are managing a massive logistics facility. A crucial overnight shift is about to start.
Oh, the pressure's on.
Exactly. The floor is buzzing, you have these tight shipping deadlines, and you need every single person operating at their absolute peak.
Right.
So you pull up your digital management system to check on your crew, and you see that an employee assigned to a critical role has this nice bright green check mark next to their required training module.
Which looks great on paper.
Right, but let me ask you, does that check mark actually mean they are ready to do the job?
Well, no.
I mean, does a green tick on a screen mean they can safely operate heavy machinery or manage a live supply chain crisis when things inevitably go sideways?
That right there is one of the most common operational vulnerabilities we see today. Organizations have they've slowly conflated attendance with capability. I mean, seeing that someone click through a presentation, that isn't the same as knowing they can actually perform the task.
And that gap between theory and reality is the mission for today's deep dive. We are looking at a stack of platform documents and architectural presentations from a company called Scrix.
Really interesting stuff in these documents, too.
It is. Our goal today is to explore how the Scrix platform solves this illusion of the completed training checkmark. We want to see how they move organizations from assuming readiness to, well, mathematically proving it.
It is an important distinction to make, especially when you look at the fundamental architecture of traditional learning management systems, or LMS.
Well, the legacy systems.
Yeah, the documentation points out that these older systems are essentially designed as digital filing cabinets. They just store historical quiz scores in total isolation.
So an employee watches a safety video, answers five multiple choice questions, gets an 80%.
And the system logs a completion date, boom, done. But completion alone is not proof of capability.
Right.
Knowing the underlying theory of how a high-pressure valve works does not mean you are physically, legally, and operationally ready to run that machinery on a busy Tuesday night shift.
Okay, let's unpack this because this is exactly where the Scrix platform completely pivots away from that traditional tracking model.
They really do.
According to their technical documents, they've built something they call the Workforce Readiness Engine.
Yes.
And the core differentiator they emphasize here is that readiness is calculated. It is not assumed based on a job title or shift availability or just a course completion.
Right. The engine is designed to constantly pull in these diverse data streams. It builds a live, mathematically sound picture of an employee's actual capability.
So it's not static.
Not at all. It treats readiness as a dynamic state that fluctuates based on compliance, evidence, and practical evaluation.
You know, it reminds me of the process of getting a driver's license.
Oh, that's a good comparison.
Yeah, because passing the written test, which is basically your standard LMS training, that doesn't mean you can parallel park a delivery truck in the pouring rain.
Exactly.
To prove you can do that safely, you need an instructor in the passenger seat with a clipboard watching you execute the maneuver in the real world.
That represents actual operational capability. And to calculate that real-world capability, the Scrix engine requires a massive variety of specific proof points.
The documents call this its data diet, right?
Yeah, the data diet. The engine looks far beyond a simple binary pass or fail status. I mean, it takes into account the initial training completion as a baseline,
Sure.
but then it layers in a complex matrix of assessments. And it doesn't just rely on one perspective either.
What else does it pull in?
It synthesizes manager assessments, learner self-assessments, supervisor sign-offs, and even peer reviews to build a holistic score.
Wow. And the source material shows it gets incredibly granular with standard operating procedures or SOPs too.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to drill down on how this actually works. Because in most systems, checking an SOP just means asking, did they open the document?
Right, a simple view tracker.
Yeah. But the Scrix engine checks the exact status across multiple variables. Did they view it? Did they formally acknowledge it? Are they on the correct, most recent version?
And did they pass the specific knowledge checks associated with that new version? The version control aspect is critical here.
How so?
Think about how often procedures change in a highly regulated environment like pharmaceuticals or aviation. A new safety regulation drops, and the SOP is updated from version 3 to version 4.
Okay, so what happens to the employee's score?
The system automatically recognizes that the employee who was 100% ready yesterday is now no longer compliant.
Because they haven't acknowledged version 4.
Exactly. Their readiness score drops until that specific gap is closed. Plus, the engine cross-references all of this data against their skill tree completion, role requirements, and even specific shift compliance needs.
So it's triangulating this state of readiness from literally every possible operational angle.
It really is.
The documents outline a very specific five-step workflow that makes this calculated readiness explainable. Step one is complete the learning. Step two is pass the assessment.
To demonstrate theoretical knowledge.
Right. Then step three is provide the real-world evidence. Step four is gain the formal supervisor sign-off. Yeah. And step five is maintain that readiness.
By tracking expiry dates and refresher requirements, that specific sequence is designed to establish a defensible chain of custody for an employee's skills.
Defensible being the key word.
Yeah. Every single status on their profile is now supported by a traceable trail of evidence rather than, you know, an isolated quiz score from 3 years ago.
But I have to push back here, because looking at this from an operational standpoint, there is a glaring issue.
What's that?
Well, a mathematically perfect readiness score sounds fantastic in theory.
Yeah.
But if this engine requires all this real-world proof manager assessments, peer reviews, supervisor sign-offs, how do you actually capture things that happen out on the physical workplace floor without just absolutely drowning managers in endless paperwork?
That is always the primary operational hurdle. You cannot paralyze your leadership team with administrative bloat.
Exactly.
So Scrix attempts to solve this data capture problem with a feature they call the Assessment Studio. According to the briefs, this is not intended to be just some generic digital form builder.
What is it then?
It is a highly structured environment designed specifically to capture formal reviews, practical checks, and capability decisions out in the field.
But doesn't this still risk turning floor managers into glorified micromanagers? Like, just walking around ticking boxes on a tablet all day.
It's a valid concern.
If you introduce this level of granular assessment into a fast-paced environment, the manager suddenly becomes a full-time auditor instead of a leader.
What's fascinating here is that the structured nature of the Assessment Studio is actually designed to do the exact opposite. Yeah, it reduces the time spent deliberating while standardizing fairness. Because organizations use the central assessment builder, every single manager follows the exact same logical review flow.
Oh, I see. So there's no guesswork.
None. If two different managers are evaluating employees on how to safely shut down a server rack, they aren't making up their own criteria on the fly.
Huh.
The workflow guides them through mandatory checks swiftly.
Okay, so manager A and manager B are forced to use the exact same standards for what constitutes ready. I can see how that prevents disputes.
Precisely. And the tool provides nuanced mechanisms to make these assessments meaningful. For instance, the system allows administrators to configure joint learner and manager questions.
So they answer the same question.
Yeah, it means the assessment can act as a structured conversation. The employee inputs their self-evaluation, the manager inputs their observation, and the system highlights any delta between the two.
That's smart. Now, the mechanism that really caught my eye in the Assessment Studio was the critical fail option.
Yes, that's a big one.
Let's say a manager is conducting a scenario assessment on a heavy machinery operator. They can set a critical fail on one specific safety step.
Right.
Which means even if the employee executes 90% of the practical assessment flawlessly, if they forget the one step that prevents the machine from catching fire.
Like failing to engage the safety lock.
Exactly. They fail the entire assessment instantly. And the system also includes NA options, so you aren't forcing managers to evaluate criteria that don't apply that day.
Oh, that flexibility is key to adoption. And we should also look at the specialist widgets built right into the studio's architecture.
What kind of widgets?
Managers can embed skill tree completion checks or progression planning tools directly into the assessment flow.
Oh, so it multitasks.
Exactly. While evaluating an employee's current performance, they are simultaneously updating broader capability milestones. It consolidates multiple HR tasks into one interaction.
And the output of all this assessment data isn't just a digital record that disappears into the cloud. The system generates professional, branded, printable reports.
Which is more important than people realize.
Right. I found this detail from the source material incredibly telling. They specifically format these reports for A4 monochrome printing.
Yeah, the old dusty file cabinet format.
Why? Because if you are operating in manufacturing, construction, or shipping, you often have legal or union requirements that mandate physical filing on the factory floor.
Exactly.
The system ensures you have a clean, readable printout containing the scores, the manager's comments, the evidence trail, and clear development actions.
It creates a defensible physical audit trail. If a regulator walks in, you can prove on paper exactly why a capability decision was made and who signed off on it.
But a manager's digital assessment, even a highly structured one, still has an element of subjectivity, right?
Sure, human observation always does.
If a safety auditor walks onto a job site, they don't just want a manager's word that an employee is trained, they want to see the physical legal certification.
They want the HOD proof.
Which brings up a critical question. How does the platform handle the actual paperwork? Here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Because a multiple choice quiz or a manager's observation cannot legally validate that someone is licensed to operate a forklift. You need undeniable proof.
You absolutely do. Legal compliance requires external validation, and Skrix addresses this through their dedicated evidence management system.
So how does that mechanism actually work for the employee on the ground?
The interface is designed to be incredibly direct. Employees can upload their own work examples directly into the system.
Like taking a photo of a complex weld they just completed.
Exactly. More importantly, they can input their external certificate numbers, upload stands of physical documents, and capture the exact expiry dates of those certifications.
But if an employee just uploads a photo of a certification card, doesn't it usually just sit in an HR folder labeled miscellaneous where nobody ever looks at it?
Usually, yes. Until there's a problem.
So how does this system prevent that data from just floating in a void?
That is the structural difference here. The system doesn't just store the file, it maps it. It directly links the uploaded evidence to specific skills, assessments, and SOP versions in the profile.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the evidence becomes hardwired into the mathematics of their overall readiness score.
So if a plant director is looking at a dashboard and needs to know why an employee's capability score is at 100%, they can literally click through the math.
Right down to the source.
So they can see the uploaded PDF of the safety certificate or the supervisor's digital signature from 3 days ago.
Exactly. The proof is instantly accessible. Which brings us to the manager side of the workflow. The system enforces a clean, auditable approval process.
What does that look like?
When an employee uploads a piece of evidence, it triggers a notification to the designated manager. The manager reviews the artifact, and they have distinct choices.
Approve or reject?
Approve, which finalizes the score. Reject if it's invalid. Or, and this is a highly practical feature, they can request more evidence.
Like sending it back saying the scan is blurry.
Exactly. Please re-upload. And every single click, every status change, and every comment is recorded in an unalterable audit trail.
That functionality is huge for mitigating legal risk.
Yeah.
Especially when you get into external certificates.
Oh, absolutely.
Because from a liability perspective, certificates are basically ticking time bombs for operational risk.
They really are.
If a mandatory hazardous materials handling certificate expires at midnight on a Tuesday, that employee becomes a massive legal liability the second they clock in on Wednesday morning.
Which is precisely why the Skrix platform tracks certificate expiry so aggressively. The engine links the certificate's metadata directly to the organization's compliance rules.
So it's fully automated.
Yes. It automatically triggers renewal requirements and sends targeted alerts well before the expiry date hits. The goal here is to shift the organization's posture from reactive panic to proactive maintenance.
Okay, so let's zoom out. We have the readiness engine continuously running the math in the background.
Yeah.
We have the assessment studio standardizing evaluations. And we have evidence management locking in the undeniable legal proof. So what is the ultimate output of all this data?
It all feeds into what they call the manager's dashboard.
Okay, and if you are the person actually running the business or managing the shift, how do you digest this dashboard?
The entire purpose of this dashboard is to provide true operational visibility. It answers the ultimate high-stakes questions quickly.
Like, is this person ready?
Exactly. Is this specific person ready for this exact role? Can they legally and safely perform this task today? Are they fully cleared to work this specific shift tonight?
And the documentation shows that the platform generates incredibly specific metrics to answer those questions. It's not just a generic pass rate.
No, it's very granular.
We are talking about a user readiness percentage, a role readiness percentage, and a job readiness percentage.
In addition to those, the engine calculates a shift readiness score, which looks at the specific requirements of the time and location they are working.
Well, even the location.
Yeah. There is also a compliance readiness score, which isolates the legal requirements. They even measure a fit score and a confidence score.
I want to pause on those last two because they sound a bit ambiguous. I mean, How exactly does a system mathematically calculate confidence?
According to the framework, metrics like the confidence score are derived by cross-referencing the learner's own self-assessments against the peer reviews and manager evaluations.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So if an employee consistently scores themselves low on a self-assessment for a specific task, even if their test scores are fine, the system lowers their confidence score.
That makes a lot of sense.
It signals to a manager that this person might theoretically know the job, but they don't feel ready to execute it under pressure. It's a multidimensional view of capability.
It flags hesitation before it becomes a mistake.
Yeah.
But, you know, as impressive as all those scores are, if you are managing a massive workforce, you don't have time to pat people on the back for being ready.
Right. You need to know where the problems are.
Exactly. You need to know where the risks are. The real power here seems to be in the negative space. It's about what happens when someone isn't ready.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the entire architectural purpose of gathering this granular data is risk prevention.
Okay.
The system is programmed to specifically identify and isolate what it calls readiness blockers and compliance blockers.
Let's ground that term for a second. What does a compliance blocker look like in a real-world scenario?
Let's say a worker has a 95% overall readiness score. They are highly trained and highly experienced.
Sounds like a great employee.
They are. But their specialized forklift operating license expires at midnight. At 12.01 a.m., that expired certificate becomes a literal compliance blocker.
Oh, wow. So what does the engine do?
The Skrix engine mathematically drops their shift readiness to zero for any role requiring that forklift. It visually flags the manager that this specific missing requirement is blocking their ability to deploy this person safely.
It itemizes the exact gaps. The manager doesn't have to guess why the score dropped.
Exactly. No detective work required.
The system says John is not ready, and here's the exact reason why. It could be a training gap, a missing piece of uploaded evidence, or a supervisor who forgot to sign off.
Or, as we discussed earlier, an SOP version that just updated and needs to be acknowledged. It removes all that investigative work from the manager's plate.
And this specific mechanism is where the system attempts to save managers from spreadsheet hell.
Spreadsheet hell is real.
Because in a traditional setup, if you want to know who is missing a certificate, you are digging through rows of Excel data, cross-referencing dates, and sending frantic emails.
Yep. But Skrix replaces that manual digging with something called the Action Center.
Tell me about the Action Center.
It's designed as a live triage queue for leadership. Instead of presenting a static spreadsheet, it prioritizes the most urgent operational tasks.
So it serves up what needs to be done.
Exactly. It automatically lines up the assessment reviews that are pending, the evidence sign-offs waiting for approval, the certificate checks nearing expiry, and the automated nudges that need to be sent out.
So a floor manager logs in at the start of their shift, looks at their live queue, and knows exactly what single action to take right now to prevent a disruption later in the week.
Precisely.
They can approve a piece of evidence or schedule a quick practical assessment to close a compliance gap before it turns into a critical failure on the floor. It is literal triage for workforce capability.
And that is the ultimate value proposition presented in these documents. The platform is designed to ensure that the people you deploy are not just present,
but mathematically proven to be capable.
Capable, compliant, and safe based on rigorous, multifaceted data.
So to bring this all together, based on the sources we've analyzed today, the core claim of the Skrix platform is that readiness should no longer be a guess.
Absolutely not a guess.
It should no longer be a dangerous assumption based on a historically completed course or a green check mark in a legacy LMS. According to their model, operational readiness is a mathematical reality. It's meticulously built from foundational training, rigorous real-world assessments, hard uploaded evidence, verified external certificates, strictly controlled SOPs, supervisor sign-offs, and live compliance tracking.
That is the complete framework. And for you listening to this, whether you manage a team of five or a workforce of 5,000, think about the operational peace of mind that kind of visibility brings.
It's game changing.
Knowing exactly who is ready to work today, knowing precisely what critical elements are missing, and knowing exactly what specific action you need to take right now to secure tomorrow's shifts.
Yeah.
It represents a fundamental shift for an organization, moving from hoping your workforce is capable to knowing it for a fact, backed by an unalterable trail of proof.
It certainly changes the entire paradigm of how organizations view and track their teams, which actually leaves me with a thought I can't quite shake after reading through all this material.
What's that?
If technology like Skrix can perfectly calculate evidence and track every single operational capability, every practical skill, and every compliance requirement.
Yeah.
How does that change the way we view unproven human potential? I mean, in a future where every hard skill is mathematically proven and instantly verifiable, do the untrackable, deeply human soft skills like empathy, instinct, and creative problem solving become the absolute true differentiators for who gets promoted and who becomes a future leader?
That's a great question.
It's something to think about the next time you're evaluating your own team. Until next time.